Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, December 31st, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Minneapolis. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Intro music begins, gradually fading into the background. Hello and welcome to another enlightening episode of Wikipedia, where we uncover the rich layers of knowledge embedded within those vast digital tomes we all know as Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're diving into the city that bridges the gap between past and future, industry and innovation, nature and nurture. Yes, you guessed it, we're taking a deep dive into Minneapolis. Minneapolis, just the name evokes images of towering skyscrapers, sprawling greenery, and the mighty Mississippi River cleaving the city's bustling heart in half. A city that's not just marked by its 20 lakes and the beautiful chain of lakes, but by its intriguing history and modern diversity. But what exactly makes Minneapolis, Minneapolis? To start our exploration, let's go back to the roots around the mid-1800s. The name Minneapolis itself is a blend of the Dakota word for water, mini, and the Greek word polis for city. A city of water, an appropriate name considering its extensive array of water bodies. At this point, I'm curious, how do you feel your environment shapes who you are? Like, imagine how living in such a nature-abundant city influences the life perspectives of its residents. What do you think? Now picture this. It's the year 1867, and Minneapolis is officially becoming a city, driven by the power and promise of the St. Anthony Falls. These falls are the only true waterfall on the Mississippi River, a natural marvel that not only powered the milling industries, but also symbolized the vibrant energy propelling Minneapolis into prominence. Known as the flour milling capital of the world until World War I, Minneapolis was the epicenter of a booming milling industry, hosting titans like Pillsbury and General Mills. It's fascinating to think that the flour from this city once nourished millions around the globe. Here's a question for you. How do you think this robust industrial heritage has shaped Minneapolis's identity today? Fast forward to the 20th century. Minneapolis didn't just stick to its industrial roots. No, it evolved. Just like the Mississippi itself, it forged new paths. By embracing innovation and diversity, Minneapolis has grown into a hub of finance, commerce, healthcare, and technology. Ranked as one of America's most literate cities, its people are intellectually curious and pursue learning as a lifelong endeavor. That's something, don't you think? That thirst for knowledge and improvement? The city's vibrant arts scene is yet another facet of its allure. From the iconic Guthrie Theater to the famed Minneapolis Institute of Art, creativity pulses through the city's veins. While new talents rise, the music legacy of Minneapolis is forever cemented by the likes of Prince, whose influence echoes in the heartbeat of the city. I'm curious how cities we live in shape our tastes and preferences in art and culture. How has a city influenced your tastes or perspectives? All these aspects have not only fostered the city's growth, but also its spirit. Yet, like many modern metropolises, Minneapolis is not without challenges. In recent years, it has been at the forefront of critical conversations around racial equality and justice, prompted by the tragic events in May 2020 involving George Floyd. These events have sparked international debate and call for reflection. They remind us of the ongoing journey toward true equality and understanding. How do you perceive these social dynamics impacting growth and community health in cities around your corner of the world? What do you think about the ways communities can engage positively to advocate for rights and justice? In Minneapolis's journey, we see a spectrum of American life. Innovation in technology melds with social innovation. It champions renewable energy and sustainability while nurturing initiatives to bridge the socioeconomic gap, a duality making it uniquely modern yet sensibly traditional. Before we wrap this up, imagine the modern resident of Minneapolis, an individual living at the confluence of lakes and technology, rich history and social progress. How might their daily life reflect the city's multifaceted identity? All right, listeners, here's my call to action for you. I invite you to take a virtual tour of Minneapolis, a explore its hidden gems, its lakes, and its vibrant neighborhoods, dive into its art scene, or learn about its historic figures. Let me know what strikes you the most about this living, breathing metropolis. And with that, we conclude our deep dive into the heart of Minneapolis in today's episode of Wikipedia. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of culture, history, and growth in one of America's most fascinating urban landscapes. I hope this conversation has not only informed you, but also sparked new curiosities. Until next time, keep your minds open and the culture absorbing.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Minneapolis. Thanks for listening. See you next time.